Joining us tonight is Richard Roth. He is a New York City sports attorney. His law firm website, rrothlaw.com. Richard, thank you for joining me on the program.
Hey, glad to be here.
It's been a complete sea change, I think, in the area of sports gambling since the Supreme Court opened it up to basically every state in the union. And I have to assume you deal with sports organizations, you represent sports organizations, that I know that some of the bigger sports leagues have mixed feelings about this and they're evolving on it. There's no question how the states feel about it. How do you see this developing over just the next few months? Is there going to be just an absolute stampede to get these things set up all over the country?
You know, it's funny. It is a sea change, and those are two good words you use, sea change and stampede. So what happened here is, just briefly, New Jersey, to try to implement more betting in its state, because of the, if you will, the downturn in Atlantic City, implemented this law, which essentially it tried to have sports betting be deemed legal. The case goes all over the Supreme Court, and just last week, the Supreme Court said that sports betting is allowed. It's legal. It's basically said that the federal government has no right to enforce its law upon the states. The states can determine their own laws on sports betting. Now, therefore, you have 50 different states saying, oh, let's see what we're going to do. There are several states that already have gambling laws. There are other states that have them that actually have drafted legislation. So what I think is going to happen is, yes, the states are going to jump on that bandwagon, and they're going to try to implement their own laws because there's a tremendous amount of revenue to be made and a tremendous amount of tax dollars to be had from sports gambling. So what's going to happen is states that don't have the legislation are going to introduce legislation. The states that do have the legislation will continue that legislation. However, the big question mark here is whether the federal government, that is our good old Congress, is going to enact its own legislation, which will be a federal statutory gambling law. And Orrin Hatch, the Republican senator from Utah, has already drafted a bill to be sent to committee, which may very well have a federal statutory sports betting legislation, which would supersede all the states, which I actually am in favor of. Could you imagine having 50 different states with 50 different laws?
Mm-hmm.
If you live in New York, you go to Connecticut, you go to New Jersey, you go to Pennsylvania, you got four different laws right there. So I think what's going to happen is the states are going to run to try to, if you will, stampede, as you said. But I believe the federal government may intercede and say, wait. We're going to have one uniform set of laws, and this is how it's going to be done, which is probably makes the most sense. That's what I see as the future.
Now, if that happens, do you see that? Is there a revenue positive aspect of that for the federal government more so than if it was 50 individual states? Or is this just about standardizing it? And do you expect that since Orrin Hatch is a conservative senator from Utah, that the federal law that he might propose or he might draft would be restrictive to some extent? You know, we have this in Delaware where you can sports bet, but you can only bet parlays. And as you pointed out, that's a variation. You do have, I don't know the number of states that have casinos. I think there's only three or four that are left that don't, I think. I don't know the exact number. But how do you view the standardization as good, but what about if it's a certain level of restrictiveness?
Sure. So first of all, the reason for the implementation of the federal statute is standardization. If it's done correctly, and I believe it will be, assuming it is done at all, and I'll get back to that in a second, then there will be revenues for the states and the federal government because the states will attach their own taxes on it. The big question, like you said, is what the legislation will entail. It will be a fight. There are several congressmen and senators that do not want to allow federal gambling. So we don't know if it will pass. If it will pass, then A, it'll be standardized. B, there will be taxation by both the state and federal government, which will help our good old tax dollars. And then the big question is what will happen from it. I will tell you that the organizations, many of whom I represent, many of whom I either have relationships with or against this, the NFL, the MLB, the NBA were all, and the NHL were all vehemently opposed to this because they didn't want betting of their sports. They didn't want, and this was the argument, they didn't want the sport to be turned into gaming. You know, there's a lot of concern that people want to win or lose games from betting, including athletes. So I think what's going to happen, but I think what's going to happen is it will lead to standardization. If it doesn't, then we're going to have several different laws in several different states, which we're just going to have to abide by. It's one of the two.
And as you pointed out, there's two different avenues by which states, I guess, have instituted gambling. Maryland is an example of a state that fought over the institution of gambling for many years while other states got ahead of them. It's estimated between $4 and $5 billion in revenue was lost during this kind of Republican-Democrat fight here over it for many years. They'll be left in the same situation. They have to go into a special session this summer and create a constitutional amendment allowing this to be voted on in November, which puts them about a half a year behind any state that can act immediately.
Yeah, and the numbers are staggering. There are several billions of dollars that are spent on gambling, which is not allowed right now in the country. Nevada is really the only state that allows for it wholesale. But there are billions of dollars. I think the Super Bowl betting alone was in a few billion dollars. Mm-hmm. So think of what will happen if it's allowed for. It will really. It's akin to and bigger than the allowance of cannabis in the states.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden, you have a new source of revenue, you have a new source of taxation, and you know what? You just have to be educated. I believe there's 118 countries worldwide that allow for it. So there's nothing novel, there's nothing new. And quite frankly, the Supreme Court in this instance followed the Constitution by saying this is really should be allowed by the states. The federal government should not be able to regulate the states on that issue.
Right. Real quick question as we wrap up. When you talk about the standardization, if there's a federal law, do you think we're talking about the Vegas model or something much more limited than that?
Yeah, we don't know. There obviously will be, it'll go to committee. There'll be a lot of debate. The Vegas model, say what you want about it, but it works. I mean, yes, it's Vegas, and yes, Nevada has, everyone goes there to gamble, but it is a successful system to the extent that it's regimented, it's organized, it's regulated. So it may very well be the Nevada system. We don't know, but it may very well be.
Hey, Richard, thanks for joining me. I know you're busy. New York City sports attorney Richard Roth, and his website is rrothlaw, just like it sounds, .com. Thanks very much for joining me, sir.
Hey, great. Thank you for having me.
I'm Peter Schmuck, columnist for the Baltimore Sun, baltimoresun.com, and we will continue right after this.